Hi, welcome to the F1 Time Portal, a Formula One history podcast by a couple of friends that love Formula One. I'm your host, Rosa.
And I'm your other host, Luigi. And today we are rating drivers from 1950 for our special series, the Time Portal or TP Championship. So let's go.
Yes, so this is our first episode, Louis.
Our first TP episode.
Yes, our first TP Championship episode. So what are we doing?
Yeah, we need to explain to others what we're doing because this is unusual. We are reviewing, we're not going through the review of the race, which we have already done in detail. Instead, what we are doing is a very quick review to remind ourselves and our listeners what race we're talking about. And then we are ranking ourselves, me, you, Rosa, and a special guest, the top three people or whatever we think deserves the top three positions. So, for example, let's say a driver is leading the race up till the last lap and retires because of a car failure, then we have the right to give them the win. And therefore, we do that for each race and we come up with who was the actual genuine champion versus what was the real
world
champion.
How you say the actual genuine champion.
Yeah, because that's how I see it.
We're rewriting history. That's why we've got our Time Portal podcast. We can go in and we can right some wrongs and give some moral championships to some deserving drivers.
We are really righting the wrongs, and we have a TP Championship list that's on our website, which I'll update as we put these episodes out. Yep. And they are, in my mind, the true champions of Formula One. And we're not disrespecting the actual winners because generally we line up most of the time.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. But it's going to be very interesting with some controversial years in the future, Luigi.
Yeah. But let's not give too much away. And we don't want to lose listeners right now
who are maybe still
recovering from some of those recent issues.
Yes. We might need some therapy as we get closer to those races.
Yeah.
Mm. And today our special guest is Nacho. Hi, Nacho.
Hola. Thanks for having me again.
No worries. Yeah, you were with us when we did the 1950, our very first race review, very first season review. So welcome back.
Thank you. Really, really pumped to be here.
It sounds like it. No, you're just an understated person, but you're going to come alive when we start talking about Fangio, I'm sure.
Hey, look, if it were for me...
Fangio.
Yeah, you got it right, yeah. Very, very well. You've been practicing, I'm impressed.
Yes, thank you, yeah. Well,
okay.
Should we start with the first race?
Okay.
Okay, so... we're starting with race one, the British Grand Prix, and the short review is that Ferrari didn't actually enter this race because there was not enough starting money on offer. Now, we're not revisiting that and talking about their attitude and their premium exclusivity thing. We'll just let that go. Sometimes we might remember it.
Well, Ferrari might get some points.
Oh, yeah, that's right. True, yes. Yeah, thank you. So race day had 150,000 people attending, which is just like today's numbers, pretty amazing. Farina actually got pole position, followed by Fagioli and Fangio. Prince Birra was the first non-alpha car in qualifying. So he wasn't just, we suspect he may be a pay driver, but he was obviously fast because he was right up there. In the race itself, the alphas dominated. Farina won. Fangio was hit by hay bale towards the end of the race, I think, and retired. Farina only won by 3 seconds ahead of Fagioli. So Farina wins the very first F1 race.
Okay, so shall we start with Nacho? Do you want to give us your 3-2-1?
Okay. Yeah, my third place is for Fagioli, like coming in second and decided not to take up farming like Fangio, you know? I think on the first ever F1 race, that's deserving of a third place. In terms of second place, I would put Farina. He did win the first ever F1 race, so that is pretty impressive. But my number one is actually Ferrari.
Oh, you did it!
Well, I mean, they're showing who's the boss, right? To F1, yes. You know? It's like, they don't care about it. It's like, it's all about what they think is best for the brand, so I gotta give them the first place to them.
I'm just amazed that the very first F1 winner comes second in your books. What more could he have done?
Well, Ferrari was setting the scene. Like they were just showing who's the boss, exactly. Who the boss was.
You know, yeah. And knowing what the future will bring, it made a lot of sense, you know? It's like, I'll give it to Ferrari.
Okay, fair enough.
Hey,
okay.
Is it me next, Louis, or are you going next?
I think I go next.
Okay, you go next.
Yeah, so my third is Fagioli. And the reason why I gave him third place was, one, he came second, and also because his first name is Luigi. It's not always things like that, but sometimes it is. So in this case, he gets the points, and he did come second.
There's Fangio, a few Luigis in this era. We're going to see a lot of Luigis get points from you.
Yeah, I might get sick of it, though.
Yeah, okay.
especially if they're not winning. So number two is Fangio. He retired, but he was right up there the whole time. He shouldn't have retired in my books, especially when you consider the other two alphas did finish. So he gets second place. And first place, I gave it to Farina. Credit, the first ever winner in a Formula One World Championship race.
Okay.
But nothing exciting with mine, to
That's
be honest.
Pretty standard. You went pretty standard. Yes, yeah, pretty standard. Well, for my third place, I gave it to Parnell, Reg Parnell. He was driving in an Italian team. He came third. And I'm going to assume, like, he's an English-British driver, and I'm going to assume he did not speak Italian and the Italian team did not speak English in this era. And I think we've heard before that there was a big language barrier right at the beginning. So to come third, I think, was a massive achievement for him in this era.
And just to add to that, that was the only points he got for the whole year. So well, this is your only chance to give him real recognition.
Exactly.
So,
now he's got four more from me.
Yeah.
I gave Fagioli my second place. I actually just, he came second in the race, and Luigi, how old is he at this point? He's like in his late 40s, mid 40s.
No, he's in his 50s.
Oh, he's in his 50s.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty good effort. And I gave Farina the number one spot for winning the inaugural championship race. So
Nacho gets the creative points.
He does get creative points. Well, he's put Ferrari into third spot on the championship, on the TP championship.
Technically, Farina gets most of the points because I'm not sure how many more points Ferrari is going to get.
It will be so funny if Ferrari ends up on the podium. We've got Fagioli in second spot on 14 and Farina leading on 22.
Okay. And I just quickly looked up. Fagioli was born in 1898. He wasn't even born in the 1900s.
Wow.
So he would have been 52 at the time.
52.
Or thereabouts. Depends on his birthday. Yeah. So we're up to race two. This is the Monaco Grand Prix. So this is actually the first race for Ferrari. So it gets a special little tip of the hat. This is where Ferrari decided to make their first move. Maybe the money was finally to their satisfaction. This was that race where we talked a lot about this, where there was that huge wave that went up on the track itself, and Fangio, who was leading the race, saw the crowd looking away. Now this, when I say leading the race, the accident happened with cars that were not in the lead, like second and downwards or thereabouts. So as he was going up to reach the crash of the, I don't want to say back markers because it was the second lap of the race.
Yeah.
But basically, the crowd were not looking at him, the leader. They were looking ahead. And he had the ability to read the people and say something was wrong. And he lifted and he saved himself getting caught in the accident, which caused 8 instant retirements. So he did very well to slowly navigate and basically win the race. Ascari came second in the Ferrari and Chiron in the Maserati actually came third.
Hey, Nacho.
Okay, this one I actually thought about putting the wave that made this chaos.
I so wish you did.
But I was like, I cannot go like to left field twice.
There's no rules with TP Championship.
Actually, that's one thing we should have mentioned right up top. There's no rules on this.
Yeah.
I would have put the wave third, but I went for Chiron, mainly because he didn't crash. You know, like probably there was other drivers that could have made it to that podium, but I mean, not crashing in this race was a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
On my second place, I went for Ascari. mainly for Ferrari's first podium. And actually, it's interesting because like it starts showing who Ascari is now. Like in the future, he'll become one of the top drivers. And yeah, number one, Fangio, like superhero senses. Like the story, as you tell it, Luigi, like it really makes him like feel like a superhero, you know. So not only he won by a lot, but he also avoided a major crash.
Okay. And FYI, that position Chiron coming third was his only points of the season. It's just like Parnell. Yeah. Okay. So my top three, number third, I had Ascari, first Ferrari podium and getting second place. I actually gave Farina second place because he took the lead at the start, but Fangio got him on that first lap. And as Rosa knows, I seem to have a soft spot for people that have great starts, and I don't know why, especially for Farina, because I'm not the biggest fan of him for some reason. But I put that aside. I'm a professional judger. And first I put Fangio, just awesome anticipation, amazing drive for the win.
Well, I actually put Farina third. I gave him my third spot. Again, I thought it was a great start. And he was a little bit unlucky with the sea washing him out. I mean, he was just at the wrong place at the wrong time, really. He couldn't have avoided it. Ascari second, like a solid second. And, yeah, I agree with Nacho. It just is a sort of an introduction to what a great driver and a great challenger he will be to Fangio. And, yeah, Fangio takes my top spot as well. Just the awareness of the man to be driving – You know, one of the hardest cars to drive, and he can still watch the crowd and still understand what's going on and avoid the crash. So, top spot. Okay, so after race two, we have Ascari in third place on 16 points, Fagioli in second place on 24 points, and Farina in the lead on 46 points.
Now, I think there might be a issue with the cumulative, because I can see Fangio got 24 for Monaco, but his total is only 6.
Oh, gosh.
Now, that's an easy mistake to make, because Farina, Fagioli, Fangio, and Ferrari are all near each other and very easy to mix up. So right.
You guys carry on and I will fix that.
No worries. Okay, so we'll go to the Swiss Grand Prix. So that is race three of the season. There's only 6 races in 1950 because it was actually considered a trial championship at first. So Ferrari turn up with an improved car, which shows that competition and development was on straight away in those days. However, both Ferraris were out by lap 9, so not a good start for this all new, or I wouldn't say all new, but modified Ferrari. Fangio actually got pole position, followed by Farina and Fagioli. Farina was leading. Fangio retires, which leaves Farina pretty much on his own in the lead. And he wins 1 minute ahead of Fagioli, then Rossia third in the Lago Talbot. Now, those Lago Talbots were very much like midfield cars. They didn't really participate much in the actual racing. So for Rossia to come third indicates a race was a bit of a quiet affair. So I'll throw it to you, Nacho. Do you want to tell us who your third place is?
Well, actually, it is Rossia. Like, making the podium with that car, and I think it's probably the last time it's even close to a podium, if I'm not mistaken.
Actually, no, I'll correct you. I can see he gets another podium. There's no spoilers here. This is not actually a review race. So, yes, he gets another podium the next race.
The next race? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Then, actually, yes, that's true. But yeah, no, I mean, just getting the podium, that's amazing. And I think second place for me was Fangio. I think he should have won the race. Like, if he wouldn't retire, he was pretty close to Farina at the time. So I'm going to give him my second place. And for first place is Farina. Like, he's been doing like a great job for the last 3 races. So that's an impressive win.
Okay, I agree. I think that's a good summary. And Fangio, I think in a straight fight, I think Fangio would have beaten Farina in a straight fight. But if there's an issue, there's an issue, and that causes him to fall back. So, yeah. So, for me, my top three, third was Prince Birra, because during the race, he actually got up to fourth place. I don't know exactly where he finished, not without checking the records, but at the time, I was convinced that he should have been third. I put Fangio second, should have come second as well in the race. So, I'm putting him where he should have finished, essentially. Maybe not as confident as you were about winning, Nacho, but I think I was close to that. And Farina, he wins, but it was made easy by Fangio's retirement. So Farina number one for me. And how about you, Rosa? Are you ready?
Yep. Yes, I gave Fagioli third place because he made the team 1, 2, 3. Mm-hmm. I gave Fangio second place. Mainly because he should have, like, it's just bad luck with his car. Yeah. And I gave Farina first place. Easy win in the end for him.
Okay. And this is very good reflection of TP. We're putting Fangio in second where he should have finished because that's where he was when things went wrong for him. So we're fixing the wrongs of life.
That's right.
Mm.
He should have won.
So.
Yeah.
No bias here, okay?
Oh, whoops.
Okay, so...
Bear with me a little bit.
Well, I can say while Rosa is doing modifications under time pressure, I can say the top three for... The top from a cumulative... Not the cumulative. For that race was Farina first with 24 points, Fangio second with 18, and then a three-way tie for Rosia, Fagioli, and Prince Birra getting 4 points each. So that was just for that race three. Yep, and the cumulative...
The cumulative for race three is Farina. Oh, so I'll go backwards. Ascari is on 16 in third place. Fangio second place on 48, and Farina in first place on 56.
Interesting. Now we've only got three races to go. 4, 5, 6. And the reason why I'm flagging that is because let's not forget Farina does win this world championship in real life. So let's see if Fangio passes him in the TP championship and gets the real championship. Okay, so we're up to the Belgium Grand Prix. Farina actually got pole position. Fangio and Fagioli were second and third. It was a processional race. Summer, S-O-M-E-R, did well in the Lago Talbot to give Alpha some fear by taking the lead when the Alphas stopped for fuel. However, Summer does retire. So Fangio wins, followed by Fagioli. Rosia took third in the Lago Talbot. So Summer gave them some fear, but really it was a pretty processional event. Nacho.
Yeah, so my third place goes to Fagioli, even though he came in second. I actually believe my second place, Summer, really deserved that second place. Like, he brought, the fight to the Alphas that were dominating for so long. And really, got them scared. And for first place, Fangio winning from second place, I guess. Really strong race for him.
Yeah, good. And that Summer second place, I'll talk about it a little more. I remember that he didn't have to stop, if I recall correctly, but the Alphas did. So he really built up a bit of a lead and did scare them. I don't think he was going to win, though. But he would have maybe come second. So I put Rosia third because he took third in that Lago Talbot. And those Lago Talbots, they were not really competitive vehicles. So to take third is pretty impressive. Summer second gave Alphas concerns. We've talked about that. And Fangio, just dominant, easy win. So, yeah, I felt sad for Farina getting pole position, but not good enough to beat Summer and Rosia to get on the podium. Yep.
I gave, in my third spot, I gave it to Fagioli. Up to race four, right?
Yes. Yeah, Belgium Grand
Prix. I gave
Grand
it to Fagioli. Yeah. He finished second. I gave Sommer again, similar to you guys, just good hard driving, really deserved that and got my second spot. And I just gave Fangio just for being in control of that race.
Mm.
Yeah. So... The points, cumulative points at the end of race four is Fangio on 72, Farina on 56, and Fagioli on 22.
He's got a bit of a lead, Fangio,
yes.
hasn't he?
Yes, yeah, he does.
So I wonder if Farina can pull it back to save Pride.
Yes.
Because he's about to be knocked off the list. I haven't looked ahead, by the way, so I don't know who wins. So I'm curious like everyone else. So up to the French Grand Prix, the fifth race of the year. This was that triangle track. I would have talked about it in the review. So it's like a big, huge triangle, 7.8 kilometers long. So three straights, three corners. So I sort of wished I could see this in a real Formula One race. I mean, Williams would do well on this track. Williams 2024 version and 23 and 22, I'd say. Williams have been good on those straights lately. Fangio got pole position, followed by Farina and Fagioli. Farina had a strong start and actually took the lead, but then he had a 7-minute pit stop. Despite that, he stormed back up to third, but then engine issues again bothered him and he actually ended up finishing seventh. So it must have been a frustrating race, but he really gave it his all. Fangio won, Fagioli came second, and a person called Whitehead, who I believe was a Ferrari private entrant, actually came third. And these were the only points of the year for Whitehead. So that's France, 1950. Nacho.
Third place, Whitehead, for scoring his only point. So I think that's very deserved. Second place actually goes to Fangio, even though he won the race pretty comfortable. I do believe that Farina would have been pretty close if he didn't have all those issues. And in saying that, I'm giving my first place to Farina. Like, it was pretty impressive drive to come back to third from after such a long pit stop. And in the end, like, he got screwed by the engine issue. So, I'll give him my number one spot.
Okay. Interesting, because I can see what Rosa has done and what she's left out, but I'll get there. My third is Whitehead. Similar to you, he came third in that Ferrari, and that's a Ferrari, not an Alfa Romeo, so really good result by him. Second, I put Fangio because he did win, and a good result. And same as, my top three is the same as yours, Nacho. I put Farina first, so storming drive, probably should have won and deserved this win, but didn't get it. So we're giving it to him as he deserves, except for Rosa, who doesn't think he's even worth it. Rosa.
No, I put Fagioli in my third spot, second place. Whitehead, third in tough conditions, so got my second points. And, Fangio first. I think he won a tough race in the heat.
Okay. Can I just challenge you on a little, Rosa?
Sure.
If I recall correctly, you seem to have a soft spot for the older drivers.
I do.
So Fagioli's appearing in your top three a little bit more than I think may be warranted. So I'm just like putting you on notice.
Look,
that if
Luigi.
I start seeing it, if I keep seeing his name, just letting you know I'm watching.
Yep. I challenge you at the age of Fagioli to go out and drive a racing car around a track.
Yeah, admittedly, that's about my age now.
Yeah.
I'd be a bit scared.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, especially no seatbelts, no helmets. Yeah. Okay, fair point, yeah.
Okay, so after race five, we have Fagioli on 30 points in third place, Farina in second place on 72 points, and Fangio in the lead on 92 points.
Wow, so we've got like a cliffhanger for the finale, just like in the real Formula One championship.
Yes, we've got a decider coming up.
Yeah, this is very exciting. Can Farina win the championship in TP? Okay, so up to race six, the Italian Grand Prix. So this is a championship decider. Ferrari turned up with strong performances in non-championship races prior, so starting to give Alfa Romeo a little bit of a shake-up. Despite that, Fangio still got pole position, but then Ascari got second, then Farina. So the Ferraris are starting to muscle their way up there a bit. And just to remind everyone, and I jokingly say this in the podcast review, Monza is not the home of the Ferrari team. Let's not forget Alfa Romeo is also Italian, so it's everyone's home team by the looks of it.
Home ground, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So actually, just it leads me to this quick question, Rosa. Being of closer Italian heritage to than me, what does tifosi actually mean?
I think they're kind of like it's a name for people who barrack for or, you know, who are parochial and love a particular team, the tifosi. Yeah.
So it's not just, a link, it's not a Ferrari linked thing.
I don't
at
think
all.
It is a Ferrari specific word. No, it's not.
Okay,
it's just a general word that means people who love or barrack for something. I mean, I'm happy to be. Yeah, supporters, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Well, the tifosi would have been happy because they were in Italy and seeing Italian cars in the front row. So that would have given them a lot of happiness.
Yes.
So we got Fangio pole, Ascari second, Farina third on the grid. The race start, Ascari actually stormed into the lead. Fangio retired. Taruffi gave his car to Fangio, or was forced to. And Fangio retired again. Farina wins. So it's a pretty short and sharp race summary there. Nacho.
Okay, third place. I am a bit biased here, and I'm going to give it to Fangio. Given that the championship points are very close, and I know they wanted Farina to win this championship and not Fangio.
Do you know that? How do you know that, Nacho?
We told him.
So I'm gonna give my countryman the edge here. So, but yeah, third place. Second place, I'm gonna give it to Ascari, just for bringing it to Alpha. You know, like just racing them so hard, where like the Alphas had such a dominating season, deserves a second place. And first place, none other than Farina. He's the champion. He won the race.
Alleged. Champion in waiting.
Yeah. So yeah, he gets my first place.
Okay. My top three, in fact, I looked at mine exactly the same as yours, Nacho. So I had Fangio in third place. He really pushed it. And even when he got to Rufy's car, he pushed it again and was unlucky. Second place was Ascari. Great performance for his ultimate retirement. So very impressive drive in the Ferrari. And don't forget, Alpha had won every race this year except the Indy 500. So he was fighting against the form book. And first I've got Farina. Just a really good, solid race, good win.
I thought we would never talk about Indy 500.
Yeah.
What is
we
this?
We have to acknowledge. Because when you say things like, for Alpha won every race this year, I know that there's an asterisk.
But you said
but it doesn't count. That race doesn't count.
That's the first thing you said at the beginning of the podcast. And now you're changing your views.
Look, the Americans haven't given me a cent, I promise.
Well, yeah, we all went with the same three drivers. Mine in a little bit different order. I gave Ascari third spot because, yeah, I just thought it was a good second win against the dominant Alphas. I was even more biased than the Argentinian Nacho, and I gave Fangio my second spot. I gave him 6 points.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done. I approve.
And he just never gave up. He just kept going and going, and so I thought that was worthy of second spot. And then, I gave Farina my first spot. He just drove a really hard, smart race, and and you know, coming up against the whippersnapper Fangio, he did well for someone in his later years.
Okay, so who is the champion of 1950? Who is the deserved champion of 1950?
We have righted some wrongs here because we have awarded the TP Championship to Fangio.
Yay! Congratulations, Nacho. Congratulations.
Campeon. Yes.
Yeah. Again.
And so he won it by on 106 points. Farina second. So we acknowledged that Farina did a good season on 96 points. But then we put Ascari third on 32. And in the actual championship, he finished fifth.
So, yeah, even Rocio yeah. finished ahead of Ascari in yeah. the championship.
In the actual championship, yep.
Yeah.
So we acknowledged Ascari's efforts in the up-and-coming Ferrari a lot more than what actually happened during the season.
Yeah. So there we are, everyone. That's the end of our 1950 TP Championship, and we formally recognise Fangio as the inaugural world champion. And I don't think Farina's going to win any TPs, so that's the removal of him from the record books.
We need to talk to the FIA about this.
Yeah, we need to.
Yeah. We'll speak to the same lawyers Massa is talking to.
Oh, did you have to mention Massa?
I was thinking exactly the same thing.
Yeah. Okay, oh, well, I think that's a wrap, guys. So good fun. Good exercise, and I'm glad we've righted the wrongs of 1950.
Well done.
Bye, everyone. Bye, Nacho. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. We have a Patreon.
Yay, we're a professional podcast now. So it means a lot to us if you are able to support the F1 Time Portal podcast.
For a small monthly fee, you not only get ad-free podcast content, you will also receive special episodes that are exclusively uploaded for our Patreon financial supporters.
We promise at least two additional exclusive episodes each month aligned to the decade we are up to in the show.
And you will also be able to make suggestions about any special episodes you may want us to research and present. We can't promise that we can do all of them, but we will consider them.
So, if that sounds like an entertainment bargain to you, go and sign up at patreon.com/F1TimePortal today.
If you're enjoying our podcast, please tell your friends and non-F1 friends alike.
Yeah, and don't forget to rate us 5 stars or whatever highest is available on the podcast platform that you use.
We have a range of social media handles for you to connect with fellow listeners, so look up F1 Time Portal on all the usual platforms.
Or visit us at www.f1timeportal.com or email us at f1timeportal@gmail.com.
We would like to give credit to our primary reference materials, a series of books called Grand Prix by Mike Lang.
We also use many other written and digital references, which are in our show notes.
Thank you for your support.
Thank you.